It's illegal for children to purchase a handgun or even possess one unless they're involved in a supervised activity. Yet in Milwaukee, as in other cities, some young people have easy access to guns and actually carry and use them. In this afternoon's installment of Project Milwaukee, Youth Violence, we explore how young people get their hands on firearms and why some children want them. Here's WUWM's Marge Petroff.
No one knows how many children in Milwaukee have access to handguns or carry them, but Associate Professor of Criminal Justice at UWM, Steve Brandel, guesses the number is alarming. He tallied the police department's gun seizures from 2005, in which an arrest was made.
About 10% of those guns came from juveniles.
That's what's known. Brandel says while a person has to be 18 to possess a long gun, such as a rifle, people have to be 21 to purchase or possess a handgun, so sales to minors are illegal and therefore secretive. But he was able to trace information about the guns police did confiscate from children.
They tend to be older guns. They tend to be smaller guns in terms of caliber. Juveniles, more likely than other offenders, tend not to have bullets with their guns, which is indirect evidence that juveniles may have a more difficult time acquiring the most desirable sorts of guns, a new high-power weapon.
Brandel also learned that quite a few of the guns police seized from African-American children in the central city were originally purchased by white males. He says that might explain why those weapons are often older models, because they've been circulating in the illicit gun market for years.
How does that whole industry or cycle or whatever work?
That is the million-dollar question. Currently, the way gun laws are set up, the only time that records need to be kept regarding the sale of weapons is the original purchase. After that, guns can legally trade hands without any record keeping being made.
So police have to ask young people where they got their guns, but many don't talk, according to Rob Wolner of the group Running Rebels. He works with children who are on probation for possessing a deadly weapon, a crime that can net them nearly a year of incarceration.
If you talk to a lot of the kids, a lot of people involved, you would think that guns are just laying on the ground and falling from trees. You don't get a lot of straight answers. I think the guns, just they circulate. They get sold from person to person to person. And a lot of the young people say they want to get a gun, they can.
And some do.
For some kids, it's a pure safety factor. They don't feel safe in their neighborhoods. And for some kids, neighborhoods are pretty much ran by cliques that are involved in other criminal activity. And part of the nature of that atmosphere is that they have guns.
And all too often, conflicts are addressed by shooting someone. When Wolner works with children who've been arrested for possessing a handgun, he teaches them alternatives for handling problems.
Can you walk away from a situation? I think that's one of the best ways to intervene with that younger generation. The choice doesn't have to be you get picked on your block by a couple guys. The next alternative shouldn't be to go home and go get the gun that you know is in the house, or go find someone to buy a gun from.
Wolner insists the bigger solution is employment, giving young people a productive activity and a legitimate way to earn money. Jerry Bonavia agrees that young people who rely on handguns for safety or validation or obtaining money need to learn a different way of living. Bonavia is executive director of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort. It recently organized a public display of confiscated guns that had been painted to look like toys. Bonavia wants the state to change its law regarding gun sales so that all would have to be completed by a licensed gun dealer.
To cut off this easy access of guns to kids when they're getting them from outside their home, when they're getting them from friends out on the street or acquaintances. And right now there is this enormous loophole. We need to require a background check, require that people show identification to prove their age.
Bonavia claims Milwaukee will see a change in its children as soon as the adult community makes clear by word and example that guns don't solve problems and can come with an enormous cost, the loss of a young life. Marge Petroff, 89.7 WUWM.